an update on the vow, also by Ms. Doris Ginsburg of the Boss Mistress Group.
The Declaration of Faith and Vow. We, as the coming generation of Jewish life, now stand before you, our parents, our teachers, our congregation, to give you our pledge that we mean to act in accord with the teachings of Judaism and the cherished and sacred ideals of all people. Through learning and knowledge, we are confirmed in our love for Judaism and in our convictions as to the significance of all religions. Today, we are here to confirm you, if we can, in your confidence in us. We accept the principles of the Jewish faith as they have been set before us by our forefathers, through our rabbi and through you, congregation and teacher. In truth, we dedicate ourselves to uphold and to maintain the standards of Jewish living at their highest. Down through the ages, our people have survived so that they might conserve through loyalty the teachings of our ancestors. We are the heirs of those teachings and of that loyalty and of those sacrifices which are the badge of our faith. This is our heritage, and it is our greatest possession. The great Hillel taught, "Separate not thyself from thy congregation." In this spirit we stand here today, eager to demonstrate the faith that is in us, anxious to prove our sincerity and earnestness. We ask you to have faith in us on this holy day, in this sacred place, standing before our rabbi, before you, our precious parents, before you, the household of Israel. We declare our faith. And before God and His Torah, we will now make this vow. I consecrate my life to my people and to my people's faith with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my might will I endeavor to further the ideals and principles of Judaism, and above all, to practice the teachings and traditions of my people. Unto the end of my days, Israel's watchword shall be the slogan of my life, and that which it represents shall be my guide and inspiration. Shema Yisrael, Adoshem Elokeinu, Adoshem Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.